Well, hello there, and welcome to what I think is part 8 of Our Culture Radio. How we got this far is unbelievable. Anyway, I've got to Sunshine Hospital Radio now in the early 20s, okay? So, 2011. And I was scared. Going up on the wards, talk to people, because I'm shy. I'm a shy. No one will lie, I used to do this thing on Bradshaw Radio called the Sunday Stroll, and I would deliberately fly somewhere, miles from anywhere, miles from people, to talk happily. Could I be stopped starting if other people coming? I get so self conscious, so embarrassed about being self-conscious and all the rest of it. It was a nightmare. It really was. Anyway, I'm going up onto the ward cajoling patients to have a request. What do you mean they want a request? Do I take the trips down the way now or later? I jest. By the way, I never ever threatened the patient. No. I left all the others. Anyway, so Sunshine Hospital Radio in 2011, I think it was, I actually joined because Ange, a family friend, cajoled me into joining. I go to things like that. You'll find out more about being cajoled to things I joined in later on. Anyway. I'm going to Western Friday night, and they said, well, take you to, and I said, what, Friday? Because Friday, in those days, back in 2011, telly box was a load of bollocks, you know, so there was not much worth watching. Think, oh, well, yeah, I don't mind missing out. And you just heard about the internet, so you could, you know, get online and watch, you know, catch up TV and stuff like that. It didn't bother me. So I go down on Friday night, and we go on the wards. Between 7 and 8, we would do 3 wards, okay, Marcus is smiling, I know, and Laura, and John, and all the rest of it, are all smiling, because they know full damn well that I'm promoting and praising sunshinehospitalradio.co.uk, and I'm happy to promote them, yeah, great bunch of guys, yeah. I only see one day a week, and if that, you know. But you're going by the guys. So what I would do is I would basically, okay, you basically have the wards, and you do 3 wards per night. Okay, you do a rotation. And some of the wards were what they would call, you know, admission wards. You'll miss the hospital. And I used to feel bad about those wards because I'd been there myself as a newbie to hospitalisation, you know. As an inpatient, you're there thinking, well, okay. You kind of find your feet thinking, do I really want to be here? On this bit. And then you got something like, how can we put you a song on the radio? Radio? Marcus and Kate, guys, can we just retrain our volunteers? If we're on the admissions ward, don't go in straight in all guns blazing. Turn the radio on the radio! Because they don't know what the radio is. Seriously, think about it, okay? You've just been admitted to hospital. You're kind of gaga. Well, not necessarily. Because you're drugged up, or you're thinking, okay, well, I'm just give me bearings and then, right, okay, have a hospital, have a radio. I'm just kidding, you said, I've only got 2 pillars. Normally I have 4, you know. And all the rest of it. And so. There we are, we're going out to the wards, right, and then you say, oh, can I play so-and-so, Frank Sinatra, My Way, or Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock, or Queen, I Want to Get Breakthrough, or The Animals, we got to get out of this place. Can't think why they chose those latter two songs, but yes. And if you believe that, you believe anything. Anyway, so he would do that, and we'd go back to studio, look them up on the computerized data trace, which, in fairness, Radio Barnsley had, because some of the actual computerized, they could say, right, yeah, you type in a thing, and they would say, it's CD, whatever, or vinyl, whatever, you know. And it was the same at Western. We would go down there, okay, and we type in. You'd always used to get the wonderful ones from the bass. They weren't quite sure of the song, okay, and they would try and sing it to you as if we had Shazam, which is don't know if you ever bothered to download it onto your mobiles or your tablet devices, but effectively it will listen to a song and say, that's so and so by such and such. But obviously we didn't have that facility. So I was like, oh, would you remember the one that goes well, the words are a bit like that. God, sake. I know, subtle about radio. Oh, subtle about music. I don't know. How am I supposed to know? You know, he took me to a pub quiz then and got me to do the special music round up to it, but I wouldn't be able to, and you got a mark to my that's for a pub quiz, let alone a pub quiz. I'd be absolutely rubbish on a pub quiz for, you know, doing the music. And, oh, do you remember this song? It sounds like this. Ooh, does it? Good for it, man. No, none the wiser. Nor is it. So, we do Shine Town Hall to the radio, and I'm co-presenter on that, so never mind. I'm not driving the desk, although latterly I did, and I kind of got used to it because I got into Baptist Radio, ka-ching, that's where we come around full circle, if you like. That's where I'm now, on Community Radio, 103.4 FM, DAB, online, and on your smartphone. Let's say that. Well, I just did. I'm the director, so. Obviously. Anyway, the fact of the matter was that Benson Radio got me involved. Steve Seaton, bless his common socks, invited me along and said, oh, we're starting over Community Radio Station. Would you be interested? I said, well, I know Bradley Stoke, but how am I getting there? I don't drive, being like him. Fidget impaired, okay, and it turned out later I found that, yeah, not really a bus, just because one of the things I loathe in life, okay, is being late. And I think if you're going to be constantly late, then why are you bothering, you know, and the employer's going to think, well, why are you bothering, yeah, we put ourselves out to meet and greet you, and you can't be bothered to turn up at said time, etc, etc, etc. So anyway, I'm thinking, how the hell do I get out to Bradley Stoke from Bristol, centre of Bristol? Well, I was living at the time, well, just south of the centre of Bristol. And, Shalem, for that matter. Well, not the same house, but south of the city centre, anyway. And I'm thinking, how on earth am I going to get to Bradley Stoke? Yeah, I've got no chance of getting there, you know. Anyway, I say, well, that's a bit because, yeah, okay, right, I'll think about it. And then, okay, yeah, I'll come up to an open meeting. And I mean, Dawn, lovely Dawn Hickman, bless you, Dawn. You signed me up there and then on the spot. I wasn't thinking, well, I'm thinking about it. Nope, Katrine, right, whatever your £5, membership fee, thank you very much. All right, okay. And I remember Steve saying to me, okay, he said, after a while, I sent him a few examples of what I'd done, the good audios, and if you look at me, my library here on Audio Boom, I have to remember calling it Audio Boom, not Audio Boom, anyway, I sent a few good ones, and I sent him an interview. I did a telephone interview with BBC Radio Cornwall because I was doing a charity walk at the time. Well, about to undertake a charity walk at the time along the South West Coast path from Minehead to Poole via Land's End. And so anyway, I sent that to him. I said, well, this is what I've done. He knew I was doing Western, Sunshine Hospital Radio and all those bits. So he comes back to me, right? He comes back to me and says, how do you fancy doing a daily 2-hour community show? Now, bear in mind, I know sort of about the location, sort of about the Braddy Soak, and not much about local community groups. I mean, there's like, gulp. Yeah, okay, yeah, right. And so on our Braddy Soak Radio's first RSL on 87.7 FM, okay, back in 2011 from the Willowbrook Centre at Braddy Soak, brilliant place. I think we were in Studio 2B. Or not to be. Yeah, and then we moved to another studio before transmission. Anyway, but we were there in the offices of the Willowbrook Centre down there in up there in Braddy Soak, since I've lost, on 87.7 FM. And it also really had to do, I think I went on 11 to 1 or something, okay, on a weekday morning. And so, okay, right, fair enough. I remember they asked and somehow scraped, how the heck I scraped through that, I do not know. Because, and no word of a lie, I didn't realise there was a database of music, okay, but I didn't realise that anyone could use that. Seriously, Andy, mate, I didn't realise, and Clive and Dawn and everybody else, I didn't realise that anyone could use that. I was thinking, oh my God. 2 hours, what am I going to fill it with? CDs? I don't know. And I didn't actually realise anybody could help themselves to that music library. I seriously didn't. Anyway, so we get through, how the heck I get through two 28 days, another 28, well, technically it was 28 day RSL, so I'm doing like, yeah, 14 days, Monday to Friday. I'm thinking, oh shit, what I put in this time? Okay. Now, looking back at it, I'm thinking, I don't know, I should have done X, I should have done Y, but hindsight, wonderful thing. Anyway, we do another RSL for Braddy Soak Radio, okay? That following November. Bit like Barnsley. Yep. Yeah. Okay, we're done in the summer. Let's try again in the autumn, okay? And again, we're doing. I think I moved slots this time. I think I was slightly earlier, okay? On the schedule, and I always remember saying, I always remember Steve at the start saying, no, you can't do breakfast because you're too far away. And I did breakfast on the large community radio station, I did, you know, I think I know what it is. Anyway, and now look at me, I'm there, I'm doing breakfast, so I've come full circle. But I'm kind of jumping the gun ever so slightly yet again. But as the previous booze have shown, you know, I'm quite happy of jumping the gun and jumping forward and backwards and hipping them there and the rest of it. Anyway, second RSL. And I kind of get a bit of a taste of it, and I'm thinking, okay, and I'm starting to get right. Thinking seriously, right, what are we going to put in the programme? So I am actually formulating a kind of schedule for the programme in terms of, yeah, a running order, that's it. They are another media speak for you, a running order for the programme. And tell me your name for the programme. And then we do another, no, we go offline, so we go off FM, and I've done this program. And I remember Steve saying, do you want to do a Friday evening? I said, well, I can't do Friday evening because I'm doing Western. He said, okay, do you want to do Sunday afternoon? Okay. Now, having previously given me the one